You know, when we lost Roy Clark, a real superstar, we lost what I call an irreplaceable. There'll never be another one like this guy.
A treasure.
A real treasure. And I love Roy. We were very, very close friends.
Yes.
I don't want to get real sad here because that's the last thing Roy would want us to do. So I'm just going to remember some things about him. Then I'm going to play an interview I did with Roy Clark. And your mother was in the studio with me that day, and it was his birthday.
And he loved that impression that you did.
Yeah. He would call me on the phone every once in a while. He'd say, "Hey, Bill, this is Roy. Give me some Edgar Buchanan." Well, Edgar Buchanan was one of those old movie actors that people didn't even recognize his name, but they recognized his voice. He talked like this. "I'm going to get out of here in a minute and get this stuff all on with me." And then I did Edgar Buchanan and Walter Brennan.
You know what you say? Everything's good here.
Well, anyway, it was his birthday, and we talked with Roy Clark on the telephone. Edgar Buchanan singing "Happy Birthday" to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Edgar could not do it better himself.
No, but old Walter Brennan could. Happy birthday to you, son.
I just finished reading your book. The book's been out a while, My Life in Spite of Myself. That's a great book.
You finally get the hardcore?
No, I got it.
Hardcover?
Yeah, I got it. I got the, you know what I did? I ordered one. Then yours came in autographed, so I've got two Roy Clark books, but it's a treasure. I mean, your life, and I played Yesterday When I Was Young a while ago, and that song, well, it's your birthday, that song pretty well fits the occasion.
I was just going to say, you know, like yesterday, I was younger than today.
You better agree.
Tomorrow, the bad part is, I'll be still younger yet.
Yeah, you'll never age.
You know, that's true. It's all in your attitude and all in how you feel about life and love. Friends like you. I know if I ever have a problem that Bill Mack will be right there at the first of the volunteers.
You're doggone right I would.
I know it. I have no doubts.
And if dinner's served, I'll get there before you have a problem.
That's right.
My Life in Spite of Myself, Roy Clark. What I loved about that book, it's as if you were speaking. It's in your terminology.
Well, it was awful easy to do it, Bill, because, you know, my life really is an open book. I've never tried to hide anything.
Yeah.
I have protected myself in several areas, as I have some of my friends. You know, I didn't want to give the impression that this was going to be a tell-all, guess who did what, when. You know, who needs it? Who needs it? I wasn't holding back. I just, that's just the way that I was born and blessed. Let's just have a good time in this life.
We've known each other for a long, long time. A long time.
A long time.
And I watch you on the stage. Nobody outperforms you. That's why you have always been so extremely in demand in the hottest showcases, Las Vegas and other places. Because you give the people more than they expect as far as an entertainer. But let me add this. Offstage, Roy Clark, and I mean it, is one of the most giving, loving human beings I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. I know that sounds pretty heavy, but I mean every word of it.
I know you do, Bill, and I value your friendship more than you'll ever know. We just came back from a tour that started in Northern California. Then we went up to Washington, the state of Washington. Then we went up to Idaho, we had every show was sold out.
Oh, pal.
And if you think as long as I've been doing it, that gives you mixed feelings because you don't take it for granted. That's one thing I'm proud of. I've never taken my career and my success for granted. Because, you know, it takes more. It just takes more than two to dance.
Your ego level is very low.
I think I was born without one. and I swear I mean that. Because I have been so blessed in my life. And one of the blessings is I have never envied anyone else. I've never felt if it wasn't for them that whatever they were receiving would be mine. You know, it's just that I've been so fortunate and appreciative of everything I've been given. And I have been given, like the book says, my life in spite of myself. If I'd have worked a little harder at it, I may have become a real big star.
Yeah, you might have made it. I'm sorry you didn't quite get there, pal.
Yeah, really. That's well, I'm satisfied where I'm at.
Yeah, you're a superstar. I want a hug. Cindy wants a hug. And I'll tell you.
I got at least two apiece.
You're just a genuine, genuine human being who's having a birthday today and who has, during a tenure of, a very good life, blessed with tremendous talent, you have been kind enough to share that talent and that individualism with us. Roy Clark, we love you.
I love you, Bill, and I want you and Cindy both to try to feed off each other and remember this. I want you to pass on a message to Willie Nelson.
Got it.
Tell him that I have a picture of him and I together when we were both clean shaven, short haircuts, wearing these little jackets that were in at the time, no lapels on them, and we're standing on a Happy People's Tour together. We look like two little Catholic choir boys. And I'm going to send you a copy of it. And you can hold it over his head. Let him look at it, but don't let him have it.
No, no.
And if he ever gets smart with you, just say, I've got the picture. I have the picture.
How long since you talked to Willie?
Way too long. We were both getting off of an airplane together in Fort Worth. And I would have to say it's 20 years.
You need to talk to each other. I know he loves you.
I love him, too.
Well, again, happy birthday, and we love you.
Love you, too, the both of you.
Roy Clark, never forget, you're Roy Clark, okay?
God bless you.
Love you, brother.
Love you, too.
Oh, what a grand occasion that was. The lady I want to mention again was my wife, Cindy. That's Billy's mother. She happened to be in the studio with me that day when we had some grand moments with the one and only Roy Clark.